This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We approach 4 o'clock here on The Fan. One thing that, this is annoying me, and maybe it's my own personal bias, it's really ticking me off coming out of this Super Bowl, is this arrogance of, well, the GOAT debate is over. It's done. Patrick Mahomes was miserable, so the discussion on Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, it's over.
You already know.
That's ridiculous. And let me tell you why it's ridiculous. We are 7 years into Patrick Mahomes' career. He has made the Super Bowl, the actual Super Bowl, in 5 of 7 seasons. When Tom Brady began his career, he made the Super Bowl in 4 of 7 seasons. Okay? So Patrick Mahomes is ahead of Tom Brady's pace.
How many wins did Pat have?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
He was 3-1. Patrick is 3-2.
Right.
Now, I get that what Brady does late in his career is what really enhanced his GOAT debate. So Mahomes has a lot of work to do. Of course he does. But I can tell you this. So far, Mahomes is ahead of the game. And for anyone who argues, but he sucked yesterday. Brady's never sucked in a Super Bowl. Let me tell you what Tom Brady's done in a Super Bowl. And I apologize because you guys are going to face shrapnel. They were like 15-point favorites against a mediocre Giant team, and they lost.
Yeah.
Okay? Mahomes got smoked by a roster that's better than his. Like, that's what happened. And I'm not trying to minimize what the Giants did.
No, I get it.
But, like, we're going to say, well, the game was close. Brady never did that. Did Brady ever face that?
No.
Did he?
No.
So I don't want to hear this crap how the GOAT debate is over. That's a lazy argument to make the day after Mahomes, yes, played the worst game of his career, but it ain't over. It ain't over by a long shot. I can tell you that.
I don't think you're wrong, Evan, because I still think that's not the last Super Bowl we've seen Mahomes playing.
Oh, yeah, you don't think?
How about also the stat, and this plays into it, that Brady and the Fox crew gave yesterday about Brady in Super Bowls. Did you guys hear this one?
No.
Brady in all of his Super Bowls.
Never scored in the first quarter
Never
until the last
in the
one.
Never first quarter until the last one.
Yeah.
And that's the Buccaneers one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even realize that.
Well, I mean, you got to think about who was coaching those teams. So Bill Belichick is not a, let's throw every weapon we have right away. Let's exhaust the arsenal right away. He's, let's play this thing close to the vest. Let's see what shots they're going to take.
Right.
And then we're going to collect, you know, very methodically find a way to beat them.
It's a boxer in the first few rounds of a heavyweight fight. Yeah.
He's not trying to knock you out in the first round.
Yeah.
And it's why Adam Vinatieri, who was also snubbed for the Hall of Fame, by the way, deserves so much credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was almost like Bill Belichick said, I'm going to get these games down to where you're going to win them for me.
Right.
You better make the damn kick.
Right. And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
And so you give him credit. There's very few of them where you'd watch those Super Bowls and be like, wow, Tom Brady is so great.
Right. And they didn't blow anybody out in those Super Bowls. And that's not penalizing them.
No.
But I also think it's very short-sighted to penalize Mahomes because he's been blown out in two Super Bowls. Because at the end of the day, he's ahead of Tom Brady's pace. And if he ends up winning 5, 6, 7 Super Bowls, I don't think getting blown out penalizes him. I think that's stupid. Man, it's ridiculous because I heard that a lot last night and early this morning, and I don't know if it's just hating the Chiefs or hating Mahomes or whatever it is, but if you're being fair, he's ahead of Tom Brady's pace. That's just the way it is. Now, is he going to keep that up? All I know is if you look at Tom Brady's career for the next 6 years after the first seven of Tom's career, he didn't win another Super Bowl.
Right.
So Mahomes is going to be tied with Brady for at least the next half a decade with a chance to pass him. Now, where things get dicey is obviously the end of Tom's career. He won 4 championships in 6 years. I admit that is going to be a really tough task for Patrick Mahomes, but to end the GOAT debate is stupid.
Yeah, right. But the one Super Bowl Brady was getting crushed in, he came back and won.
What does that mean?
Meaning Mahomes...
What does that have anything to do with what I said?
Because Mahomes has gotten crushed in 2 Super Bowls and the team did not come back.
Why does that matter, though, is my point.
That doesn't matter?
No.
Of course it matters.
Does it matter that that Tom Brady lost to an average Giant team?
Well,
that he was 14 points favorites over?
I would not call it an average Giants team.
What was the spread in that game?
That same team that played the Pats close in the regular season? No, you hold on. They were close in the game in the regular season. You keep calling them average.
Well, they were. What was the spread in the game?
It was double digits.
So what was it?
I don't remember. 14.5, 13.5?
What was the spread in this game?
It was 1.5.
Okay, so isn't that a little different?
Yeah.
Are we going to penalize Tom Brady because he lost to
Brady,
the teams?
But Brady beat Mahomes twice already, and in a game that he was getting blown out and had the biggest comeback.
But you're changing the discussion, like the head-to-head thing. I didn't even mention. I'm talking about losing badly does not penalize you because, again, Mahomes has been in more Super Bowls than Tom Brady was over the first 7 years, so when you're in more games, there's more of a chance that you're going to lose and run into a bad day. Do you think last night penalizes Patrick Mahomes?
I think he's looked really bad in 2 games.
That's my question. Do you think that last night penalizes him?
I think it's a little bit of a stain on his resume that he has been in now 2 Super Bowls where he has gotten dominated and didn't look good. I know he put up stats last night, but it was in garbage time.
I agree. The stats are meaningless last night. I'm not arguing that. I think at the end of the day, if he wins 5 championships or 6 championships or he passes Tom Brady, then how you lose should not matter. That's my opinion.
Right.
You guys are picking the wrong quarterback on whose legacy got hurt last night. It's not Brady or Mahomes. It's Josh Allen, along with Sean McDermott of the Bills. Because now we've seen Patrick Mahomes get to this spot twice, get, you know, harassed by a defensive line, and you have a defensive-oriented head coach in Buffalo that cannot climb this mountain at all. And if Josh Allen retires like Dan Marino without a Super Bowl, but the excuse is not going to be we always had Mahomes in our way. 2 NFC teams have now done this. You don't like that one?
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care about Josh. He's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
He's a loser who hasn't gotten to the
Super Bowl. No, because you hate Brady. He's trying to make this Brady Mahomes. And I'm telling you, the actual fallout is how come Allen and the Bills can't do this?
They're going to get their crack next year.
They don't have the horses up front.
They're going to get their crack next year. Here's what bothers me. And I don't think you're doing this yet.
Oh, another crack. Can't wait.
I want to get back to the discussion we were actually having. You just talked about Josh Allen. Like, anyone gives a rat's ass about that loser.
You want to get back to the GOAT Mahomes-Brady debate.
Here's what I want to know from you. And this is going to be the key question. I want you to answer this carefully.
Okay, let me
Is there anything Patrick Mahomes can do to become the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yes.
Then you're playing on the level, and I respect
Yes, there is.
Thank you. That's all
but he's got to. But he's got to do it first.
Of course.
And I still think losing to Brady twice is almost like a tiebreaker. So he has to essentially pass Brady at least to be in the conversation,
you know,
in my
what?
Opinion.
That's fair. My only point is, okay, it has nothing to do with Josh Allen. Like, wasting our time talking about that loser. My only point is last night's game doesn't end any debate. Was it a negative for Patrick? Of course it was. He played a horrible game, but he's been in 5 Super Bowls.
Right.
Like, keep getting there. Keep getting there.
Right.
Like, he could catch Tom Brady. And if he does that, I don't think losing badly is going to penalize him.
Oh, I agree.
That's
my
point.
It doesn't end the debate because I don't even think there was a debate to even have yet.
He's ahead of Tom Brady's pace. That's my point. You can't argue that because it's true.
He's ahead of the pace, but that doesn't make you the GOAT just because you're ahead of the pace.
I'm saying it's a debate that he's ahead of.
I think all Evan is saying is that people have already ruled Patrick Mahomes out of passing Tom Brady.
That's right. Thank you, Tiki.
Well, I would disagree with those people.
That's just not fair to the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career.
Right. I mean, look at next year. And now I'll get to your Josh Allen argument. Now we'll have some fun.
Not too late.
Next year, next year, if the Kansas City Chiefs get back to another Super Bowl, and they beat Josh Allen yet again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now all of a sudden they've gone to 4 straight Super Bowls. And Patrick has now been to 6 Super Bowls. Isn't that only enhancing this insane legacy that he's building? So how could you say it's over? How could you say the dynasty's dead? What if they win the Super Bowl next year?
Well, I mean, and they could.
And they could! It's going to be tough, though. They got some cap issues and they got some issues.
Do we have the odds yet?
I do.
Next year.
Yeah, you
want
to hear it?
Eagles are favored and the Chiefs are the second favorite. You want the specific numbers?
I was going to get them to guess.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, I would have assumed it's the Eagles because the Eagles have a young team. I mean, they have 2 Georgia studs that they've drafted over the last 2 years, then Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeGene, who they drafted last year. Their defense is going to hold steady, right? And they have Saquon, and offense is held steady.
They're loaded.
They're loaded.
Like, the Chiefs are going to have...
Nothing's going to change. Their offensive line is going to be exactly the same.
Right. The Chiefs are going to have issues because they don't have a lot of ways to get better.
Right.
Like, they've got cap issues. They got a lot of free agents.
And
so
they got to shore up their offensive line.
Yeah, especially after what happened.
Easier said than done. I think Mekhi Becton is the only free agent on the Eagles offensive line.
That's crazy.
And he's likely to get re-signed.
Right.
Because he was so good.
Right.
But, they're going to be intact.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
But that's why, like, am I going to sit here and tell you they're getting back to a Super Bowl? It's going to be very, very difficult. But if they did, and now all of a sudden they've gone to 4 straight.
I know.
And Patrick's now been to 6 in 8 years. That's insane.
Not to have this discussion, I'm just bringing it up as something to compare it to. Are you one of these people that thinks LeBron can never pass Jordan?
No.
Because part of what LeBron doing right now should help his case to pass Jordan.
Well,
because there's some people that just are like, no way, there's nothing that can be done.
And that's why I asked you that question, because what really bothers me in certain discussions is if I say to somebody, not to bring up a Michael LeBron discussion, but I just want to use this example. If I say to somebody, what can LeBron do to pass Michael? There are many who say nothing. Well, then you're not having a fair fight.
Right. Fair, I agree. Well,
then you're not having a real discussion. If there's nothing he can do, then you're telling me that doesn't matter. What if he wins 8 straight championships? Nothing he can do. Well, there clearly is something Patrick Mahomes can do to pass Tom Brady. In fact, like I said, his pace already is ahead of Tom Brady. Doesn't mean he's going to do it. So to say he's already out because they got blown out by the Eagles is either a biased comment or it's a very short-sighted comment. Like, they got blown out. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. He was awful.
And sometimes you have bad days. And unfortunately, it happened for the Kansas City Chiefs on Super Bowl Sunday. And everybody saw it. And it was over early. It was almost like they had a bad plan.
Mm.
Later in the game, when they started taking shots, which I was surprised they didn't do more of, even despite these big shell coverages that the Eagles were playing, still do it. Right? Even if it's as we were talking about, an arm punt. Like, take some shots.
Yeah, the problem is they couldn't because Mahomes was under duress constantly.
Right.
And they didn't run any plays. Like, what was so crazy about Kansas City is they got a first down on their first possession to Juju Smith-Schuster. And after that, they had 3 plays in a row, had to punt. Then they had a 3 and out, that was an interception. 3 and out, interception, 3 and out. That's their drive chart from the first half. Right.
Like, they barely had 14 yards or something?
Yeah.
It was ugly.
It was absolutely awful. But I don't think a loss like that is penalizing. Mm. It's bad in the moment, I get it, but let's not forget what this man has already accomplished and what he still may accomplish. Let's go to Jose in Brentwood. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Tiki, big fan.
Thank you, man.
When I started watching football, you know, your last year was my first year watching football.
Oh, cool.
So I was sad to see you leave. Sean, big fan. Fake Sean, also a big fan. I wanted to talk about the GOAT conversation, but, you know, I'm from Belleville, so I'm a Giant fan. This whole situation of us having the most horrible year, it started with Joe, our GM. I get it. You know, we weren't a running back away, but Joe had a decision. Either pay Daniel or pay Barkley. He had those two choices. We could have ended Daniel Jones right there. Mm-hmm. We could have found another quarterback. We could have used that money for something better. Maybe a line. Like, look at it. Every year he had, one-year contract, and he's finally free. He has that line.
Yeah.
And you can see the skills that he has.
Yeah.
This is all Joe.
It all started with Joe. It is, but I don't want to overly defend Joe Shane, because signing Daniel Jones to a 4-year, 100 and whatever it was, $60 million contract, whatever it was, $40 million a year, it felt like his only option, because it felt like the Giants, meaning the ownership, didn't want Daniel Jones to go. And what they should have done, if they had it to do all over again, and they can't, is just let him go into free agency.
Yes.
And if you decide you ultimately want to bring him back, fine. But let the market decide his value.
They needed, I give you a comparison, they needed to David Stearns it.
Yes.
They needed to treat Daniel Jones the way the Mets just treated Pete Alonso.
100%.
Which is, we love you.
Right.
We're really appreciative. And remember the time frame here. I think that's a great call by Jose. Remember the time frame. They just made the playoffs. Daniel just had the best year of his career. Cut down on the turnovers. What a great year. He's a free agent. Saquon's a free agent. Number one, you sign Saquon Barkley. You basically look at the two players and say, forget positions. Who's better? Who do we trust? Saquon Barkley.
And who's the better leader for it? Or not better, but the biggest leader in our locker room now.
It's
Saquon Barkley.
No doubt. So you put him up to the side. I got him locked up. And then you say to Daniel Jones, you have two options. You could tag him, and I understand the negative to that. Now you're stuck with this big cap number while you try to negotiate a new deal.
I wouldn't even have done that, especially because he's not your quarterback. You're a QB guru head coach. You are... you're looking to implement your offensive system with a guy that you want to groom. Just let him go into free agency. It's cold-blooded as hell, but that's the business.
Well, yeah, and look, David Stearns and Pete Alonso was cold-blooded as hell, and look what ended up happening.
I know it.
And that may have happened with Daniel Jones, where you dare him. I tell you, I got to give credit to one person. He actually said this. That was actually Craig's opinion. He's like, I would tell Daniel Jones, go get $40 million in free agency, big shot. Dare him. And I remember saying,
he wouldn't have.
And he wouldn't have. So you, right. So you probably...
He was only that valuable to the Giants.
Right. So you probably would have gotten him back mm-hmm. on a much more reasonable deal. So I agree that if you're trying to find the line of failure, the line where things went really bad, especially with this administration, because I know you, Sean, like to go back to the actual drafting of Saquon Barkley. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, forget that. It's that decision.
It's that moment.
And what it caused was a lack of, I think, trust from, like, players and evaluators and skeptics. Like, the lack of that decision was the worst one that you could have made, because you could have gotten him back, kept Saquon Barkley, and then let the market set his number as opposed to just overpaying him.
Absolutely.
Because that's ultimately what you ended up doing.
You're right. Let's go to Lee in Deer Park. What's up, Lee?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I have two quick points. One's about Aaron Glenn and the locker room. But before I get to that one, I know Giants fans are upset over seeing Saquon, but I got to tell you, as a Jets fan, I am 1,000 times more disgusted watching Mekhi Becton, that first-round bust, go there when the Jets begged him to keep his weight under control and he wouldn't do it. They asked him to move positions. They begged him to try to play through injury. He wouldn't do any of it. Then he goes to the Eagles. He's in the best shape I've seen him since the combine. He switches to guard, which he wouldn't do for the Jets. And I hope that fat slob chokes on his ring. I really don't.
Oh, my goodness.
But let's be honest. Like, why does that happen? Like, why does something like that happen?
Immaturity.
I think it's much more simple than that.
What is it?
It's guaranteed money. When you're drafted in the first round, you have guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And you're trying to protect yourself from being, I don't know, busted out of the league by playing hurt and all those other things. And unfortunately, the Jets had to deal with that because he was a first-round draft pick who got hurt early in his career. And guaranteed money makes you less incentivized to try to be great.
Nah, that's a great point.
So you leave because the Jets are like, all right, we're done with you. Get out of here. And you go someplace else. You're on a 1-year deal, 2-year deal, whatever the heck he signed. I think he's a 1-year deal because he's obviously a free agent this upcoming season. A 1-year prove-it deal. By the way, you're going to play where we want you to play. We have two tackles. Lane Johnson is great, and Jordan Mailata is an all-pro. So if you want to play for us, you're going to play guard. And you better be good, because otherwise we're going to cut you.
Yeah.
So it's the incentive. Money is an incentive. And money made Mekhi Becton, the money incentive made Mekhi Becton into a really good guard for the Eagles.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong about this, because I understand Lee's passion. As a Jet fan, I'm more angry with the Jets. I look at how they failed Mekhi Becton.
I don't think there was anything the Jets could do.
Play him at guard.
He didn't want to go to guard. Well, and he was not incentivized to work for the Jets in that capacity.
So he needed to be humbled?
He absolutely needed to be humbled. And he also needed to be demoneyed. Right? He had guaranteed money from being drafted in the first round. Going to the Eagles, he's on a 1-year deal. I don't know what his contract is. I guess Sean could look it up, but I guarantee you it's not more than $4 million.
I'm glad we didn't have this discussion on Friday, because I would have actually been angrier watching Mekhi Becton. Instead, I was just more mad at the Jets. I was like, what else is new? Let's go to Ralph in New Rochelle. How are you, Ralph?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
I've been a Giants fan since, like, 61, and I was rooting for Philadelphia yesterday.
What?
Because of Barkley.
Really?
Right?
So you're in the Strahan world. Listen to this.
I rooted for the Dallas Cowboys when Tom Landry was their head coach, and I rooted for Vince Lombardi when he was a Packer coach, and I liked New England because of Belichick. I look at it this way. The Giants always seem to get rid of the best coaches, Tom Landry, Vince Lombardi, Bill Belichick. They wanted to be Giant coaches, okay? Now, Barkley, because he's a class act, okay? I rooted for Philadelphia when they lost to Kansas City a couple of years ago, because I don't like Reed. See, Giant fans forget about Reed. Reed was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, who always beat the Giants. So I look at it this way. Barkley won the Super Bowl. I'm so happy for him that he done it. I'm glad Reed lost. So that's the way I look at it.
Wow.
I like the Dallas Cowboys. Their first when Tom Landry won those two Super Bowls.
Jeez.
How can you root for Dallas? I got friends of mine that said, Ralph, you're a big Giant guy. How can you go for Dallas because of Tom Landry? Tom Landry was... He actually played
Sean,
for the Sean,
are you comatose back there? Are you okay with this, guys?
No, Ralph, I just think you're a jackass and not a real Giants fan. I'm sorry. I just don't know how you
No,
can...
no, 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 no.
No, no, no. How are you not known today?
We are a 3-win team that just watched our freaking best pass rusher besides Lord Taylor wave a flag. Barkley's
and
winning.
We have been urinated on all year long,
and coming on going, hey, look, Tom Landry rooting for the Cowboys.
One of you guys mentioned that Brady lost to the Giants that was an average team. Yeah. You win championships because of the front four. It boofed last night, and the Giants knocked him down 26 times that game.
So what does that have to do with being happy?
Times. I don't care who the quarterback is. If you don't have the time to pass the ball and you're going to rush your passes, like we saw that last night. We saw that with Tom Brady in 2008 with the Giants. Okay?
Great. Go to a wax museum and shine Tom Landry's shoes. I mean, get lost, man.
You were calm for so long. I was surprised.
I don't know how today is not a day. I know there's nothing we could do about it, and it was a blowout, and look, what's done is done. Now, you can't control what you can't control. But deep down, is today not a day of mourning? Am I the only Giants fan sitting here going, you know, kind of just sad today?
No, I kind of don't care.
Well, good.
I'm being perfectly honest. I kind of don't care. I'm not affected by this. I know Tommy wrote this in our chat that, oh, such a horrible day in the culmination of a horrible year for the Giants. I'm like, whatever. The Eagles won a Super Bowl. It is what it is. Unless it's informing me how to make my team better, if there's some lessons I can learn from what the Eagles did and what Howie Roseman has continued to do in building a roster, that's what I care about. This doesn't mean anything to me. It sucks that the Eagles are good and are going to be good for the rest of the division, but when you start worrying about other people's BS and you stop focusing on yourself, that's when you become an outward-facing person and you never get better internally. So to me, great. Congratulations, Eagles. I'm proud of you. Respect, bros. But I care about what the Giants are going to do. I don't care about what the Eagles just accomplished right now.
I think that's a great mindset to have, and I think there's a part of me that wants to feel like that, but there's still deep down I'm buried with sadness today. That's all.
It's because you think too much like a fan.
Well, I am a fan. By the way, if I ate less McDonald's as a kid, maybe I'd be able to think more like an athlete.
The other thing, too, is that I definitely do this. Sean definitely does this. We get in the weeds. We get in the muck. We get in the bowels of fighting with people and just our inner, you know, insecurities. Mm-hmm. So that when stuff like this, when we're being made fun of and we have to fight it, Sean, back me up in this, you feel it more.
Yeah.
And you feel like your organization, the franchise that you love, is a joke to those hyenas down in Philly.
You know what you do when you get made fun of? You get in the classroom or whatever? Just wait till you see me on the playground, kid.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then I get knocked out.
No. Yeah, and I run away. Yeah.
I'll say this. And
that's not my mentality.
If you were to ask
I'm going to stand up and fight. I don't care if you're bigger than me.
Damn right.
If you were to ask me, Sean, you could trade one thing with yourself and Tiki Barber, would it be his physique and mentality like that, or would it be the ability to stay out of the muck with these morons? He could keep his body. I wish I could stay out of the muck.
Let me teach you a little trick, and it's the exact reason why whenever we have this discussion of, like, let's say the Yankees are in the World Series against the Phillies. Let's just say that scenario occurs. And you know how much I dislike the Phillies. Why I would root for the Phillies is because if they win the World Series, kind of like the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I could put my blinds up. I could just roll down the blinds, never have to see it, never have to smell it, never have to deal with it. When it's in your town, it's in your face.
Right.
So the reason I bring that up is the Philadelphia Eagles are world champions. They are Super Bowl champions for only the second time in their franchise's history. My advice, put your blinds up.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore it. Don't look at it.
Right.
Don't engage in it. Don't smell it. Just move on. The Knicks have a couple of big games before the All-Star break. St. John's is trying to be a 2-seed. Spring training's about to start.
The Giants are trading for Matt Stafford.
The Giants are trading for Matthew Stafford.
Are they actually?
Well, speaking of which, when we come back, two things of order of business. Of course, more of your calls. We've talked to you on the Super Bowl, the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, all that. But two very important things. Number one, we check in on our Saquon Barkley stat predictions. How accurate were we? On Friday, before the Super Bowl, we all made Saquon Barkley stat predictions. How do you think that worked out? By the way.
Actually, not bad for me.
Not bad for you? You remember what you said?
I kind of remember.
Well, we have the audio to remind us, but I just got an email from Lorenzo. And Sean, you have to answer to Lorenzo. Lorenzo writes, why at 4:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time did the great Sean Morash, I called you the great Sean Morash remove his L on SNY?
What?
Go to the videotape and look at his smug face. Is he looking to cause a problem by doing it on purpose?
Mm. First of all, I want to see that's a real email.
Come here.
Not that. Second of all, the L has been returned back onto me.
Okay.
I got satisfactory evidence in a commercial break. And for anybody wondering in the audience, I didn't like Evan's attitude today. So now
but the L
you
is
took
not...
it off in protest?
Yeah, I was you know, listen, here's one thing about me, all right? I am going to make a lot of comments. I'm going to be wrong on it. I'll wear the L for it. I'm going to do it for the next 4 weeks because of this Saquon Bupkis.
Yes.
But when I'm having honest sports conversations here and I get Evan Roberts belittling me, I'm not going to stand for it.
Well,
so you didn't like my Josh Allen point? It got removed for a little bit.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I did not order the sentence of the L. Judge Tiki did.
I did.
So sure. Protesting the L against me is not fitting.
Oh, my friend, but you're wrong.
Like, Tiki's girls made the L, okay? He ordered the L for a month, so if anything, you're protesting Tiki Barber. If you want to protest me, I'm trying to think of things that you could do.
Evan,
there are a lot of things you could do.
Yeah. My memory is much like my body, like an elephant. I remember being offered a deal by Tiki Barber, deal or no deal. Do you take wearing the L for the next 3 days, or do you risk taking it for a month?
Right.
I took no deal. Which is why I'm going to wear this
for Tiki. That is correct. I remember that.
Your immediate rebuttal was, it's a good thing you took no deal because we were just going to make you wear it for a month anyway.
No, no.
So in fairness, it is a protest to you.
In fairness, on SNY, SNY has this segment sometimes before we come back where they play an old clip. And one of the old clips, they've played a lot. This is on SNY. Thank you, by the way. Is this old clip of you saying, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you're going to wear it for 6 months.
Right.
And so we're not even holding you to that.
Okay.
We're holding you to the 1 month. So
and we could have held you till training camp.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah, it would have been bad. It's already hurting my neck.
So we're already doing you a favor, or Judge Tiki's doing you a favor by keeping it to a month. But Lorenzo noticed it at 4:08 p.m. on the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl that you, quote, his quote, not mine, smugly took the L off while looking into the camera.
Here's my message for Lorenzo, all the viewers on SNY, and all the listeners on WFAN. The football season has ended. We've got a long baseball season ahead. 2025, we hope, is a prosperous year.
Right.
I am not the horse outside a supermarket that you put a quarter in and you gallop on. So I am not just here to wear L's and all of that. I am a esteemed sports radio host coast to coast in this country, and I will be treated as such. So have some respect.
When did I belittle you today?
Which coast? Wow. Long Island to Jersey? By the way,
pretty much.
This is another example, whether it's the Lou Gehrig debate series or it's the L, Sean can't just lose.
That's a Tommy.
He belly aches and cries and acts like a baby whenever I beat him in a debate. By the way, you've won more debates than me, and I always take it graciously like a man, like a generational talent. And when you wear the L, you can't even get through an hour because, boo-hoo, Evan hurt your feelings.
You're right.
There isn't one day that I don't want to yell at Evan. Some days I do, some days I don't, but it's part of being married on the show.
By the way,
you can't
Tommy,
take the L off.
I don't know if you know this.
Because you hurt the audience, Evan. You would agree, right?
I agree. It hurts the audience.
Yeah, you two are some
completely unrelated. Loved your show on Saturday. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, a lot of people did hear
it. No, it was tremendous.
I didn't get to
hear any of yours, Sean, but Tommy's was fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure Tommy's was. I'll just tell you, we had one caller call in. His name's Ozzy in Woodridge, called into my show. And I asked him, why are you calling me and not Tommy? And his quote was, you know how you go to high school basketball games and the JV's on before the varsity?
Oh, jeez.
Whoever wants to watch the JV.
Wow.
So, okay. Just telling you. He listened to both.
Well, let's find out how the varsity and the JV and me and Tiki did on our Saquon Barkley pick. So this was from Friday. We asked everybody. We went around the room and said, all right, Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley, how is he going to do? So let's start things off with any preference, Tommy? You have the audio. Who do you want to start off with checking how they did?
I'll be the leadoff hitter here.
Here's Tommy Lugauer's statistical prediction for Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go 17 carries. For 115 yards, one touchdown, two catches for 20 yards.
Okay. Any turnovers?
No turnovers.
Well, you got the no turnover part, right? Saquon actually had 25 carries, so 8 more carries, had 57 yards, no touchdowns, 6 catches, and 40 yards. So you were way, way off. But I have a feeling a lot of us were way, way off, so don't worry.
So speaking of,
yes.
Let's find out what Evan Roberts had to say.
Yes. I'm going
to
go with 27 carries
Ooh, hey.
Cool. For 192 yards.
Oh, wow.
And 2 touchdowns. He's not going to do much catching the football. I'm going to go like 2 catches, 12 yards, 0 turnovers. Yes, that was really bad. I would say that was worse than Tommy's. I did have the carries right, but I was wrong on the yardage by about 142 yards.
Wow.
So far, me and Tommy are just really, 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 really wrong. Let's see about Tiki Barber. See how he did.
30 carries.
Oh.
Yeah.
160 yards. Ugh. No touchdowns. Five catches for 50 yards.
Well, it's close on the
zero turnovers.
No turnovers. He doesn't turn the ball over.
Is he the Super Bowl MVP?
He can if he doesn't score touchdowns.
So you're going to say no?
No.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, you were right. So on the catches, he ended up with 6 for 40. You said 5 for 50. So that's pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. No turnovers, no touchdowns, pretty damn good. The carries, he had. You said 30, he had 25. You're just way wrong on the rushing yards.
We were so wrong on the rushing yards.
Yeah, you were wrong by 103 yards. So right now, I'd say Tiki's actually ahead, but it's by default. Let's see if Sean Morash, wearing that big, beautiful L, and let me tell you, very good talk show host.
Will you stop?
I appreciate his wittiness, his brilliance, his feistiness, and overall, his sports knowledge.
I'm going to take it off again.
That was a compliment!
No, it wasn't.
That was all real!
Just take your rock-hard nipples through that shirt today and get through the rest of the show,
now
please.
It's like I'm talking to my wife. It was genuine. Anyhow, here's show. What did you say about my nipples?
Anyhow, they go rock-hard in that shirt. Are you excited or cold?
Why are you staring at them?
They're blinking at me. Your headlights are blinking.
Here's the cop around the corner.
Here's Sean's statistical prediction.
17 carries, 69 yards, one fumble.
No.
Two catches, 15 yards, one drop pass that goes up in the air for a pick six. One touchdown.
Where was he getting the touchdown from?
Well, carrying the ball.
Oh, so he's going 17 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean. Kind of close it on the yardage.
Yeah,
he almost dropped the ball and popped up into the air, but he actually caught
that
it.
That is true. He caught it, though. He was falling down. That's a, you know, you win, Sean. I think the only thing that really hurts was the pick six, the fumble. Like, if you left that stuff out, I think you're rushing yard. I mean, 17 carries, 69 yards. He had 25 carries for 57 yards.
Well, and combine this. This is important. Who was the only one on the show that picked the Eagles and actually uttered the words, I actually think this game gets out of hand as a blowout.
No, it was you.
Yeah.
And the other thing.
And I did that with those Saquon stats.
You did one other thing that I have to admit. I mean, this is not, you know, blowing smoke. I'm being real here. So please take this seriously. At about 5:45, I go on the FanDuel app. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to bet something. Because I remember I had said I hadn't bet anything on the game. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bet something on the game. And I noticed that FanDuel had this new feature where you could alter, let's say, the rushing yards for Saquon, and they'll give you a new betting line.
Oh, interesting.
So let's say I think, you know, I'm going to go over 200 yards. They would give you, like, plus 580 or whatever. So I thought of Sean, and I was like, you know, I got this weird feeling Sean's going to be right, that he's not going to have a big game on the ground. So his over-under was at 105. I lowered it all the way down to 78 yards.
Oh, get out.
And took the under. And I won the bet.
Nice.
And honestly, I won it because I thought of Sean's prediction. And I actually said, you know what? I'm going to ride Sean. I'm going to ride that prediction.
I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to stop this Eagles offense, you got to stop their run game. So load the box.
Yeah, and that's what they did.
It just made you susceptible when you have one man-on-man coverage on the outside. And they took advantage of it.
Yeah. So, Sean, I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. You know, some might say
what was the line? What'd you get it at?
Plus 350.
All right, so you did all right.
I did pretty well, yeah.
Did you bet the coin toss?
I did not bet the coin toss.
I did.
The coin toss!
And tails never fails.
I hit with tails.
Come on.
I hit any defensive player to score a touchdown. Mm. I hit Xavier Worthy
both,
anytime
both teams?
Touchdown. No, yeah, you got an option both teams plus 750 on FanDuel.
Get out.
Yep, hit that. Xavier Worthy, bang, anytime touchdown, and the Eagles, because you guys will bet the Chiefs.
So what you're trying to say is, even though Saquon Barkley is a Super Bowl champion and you're a loser, and the Eagles are Super Bowl champions and you're a loser, you're actually the winner because every bet you made, legally, of course, on the FanDuel app, you hit on.
I just want to thank the Philadelphia Eagles. Saturday, I'm going to take my lovely wife out for a Valentine's Day dinner, courtesy of you and Saquon Barkley.
Nice.
You know what, Tommy would say when I do that, he would call that blood money.
Yes.
So just understand that you're taking your wife out for a beautiful Valentine's Day dinner, which is great, with sports blood money.
I'm so beaten and bloody from this season, I need a damn transfusion. I don't care where the blood money came from.
Is your L on, by the way?
It's on, Evan.
I can't say. I got to be honest.
Evan,
with you.
It's on.
All right.
Use your other two headlights to look.
Or just look at the TV.
I have a great nipple-related Twitter post for Posted and Toasted that you can hear tomorrow at 3:30. So I just want to let you guys know.
What a tease.
Oh, who tweeted that one?
Well, that's the game.
So I'm going to touch every host a nipple all night.
I was trying to see if you were giving it away.
I'm not giving it away. Boomer Esiason. We'll see.
No way it was Boomer.
We will get to the connection the Giants now have with Matthew Stafford a little bit after Sean Cinco at 5 o'clock. But right now, let's go to Mike in Parsippany. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Evan. I just wanted to get back to that GOAT discussion because, you know, you made a comment that, you know, you were kind of like outraged at the opinion that, you know, he gets disqualified, and then just proceed that with your own opinion and really are excluding the fact that negatives matter. I mean, I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes can't do anything to be considered a GOAT, but this is a major mark on his GOAT.
I am acknowledging that a bad performance hurts him, but what I'm also acknowledging is the more times you're in a Super Bowl, the more opportunities there are for you to use your term, urinate down your leg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things about the Montana and Jordan debate that annoyed me was, well, they never lost in a finals or a Super Bowl. Well, if you get there more and more and more, there are greater chances you're going to lose.
Right.
I'm going to penalize someone for getting there but losing, but you're better off losing an earlier round. Mahomes has already been to 5 Super Bowls.
I know, which is
in 7 years.
It's, well, it seems harder now because of how, I mean, how hard it is to get back and back and back to the Super Bowls. But they've been the 7th straight AFC Championship game,
which is crazy.
Which is, so I don't want to say it's been in an easy walk for them because it hasn't been, but it feels like it has been.
Right.
Just to get to the Super Bowls. Now, the same thing could be said and actually should be said about the New England Patriots because of the division. And the division for the Kansas City Chiefs, it might get a little bit harder because Denver is looking more viable after their season a year ago. I don't know when the Raiders are going to get their act together, but the Chargers are going to be a viable opponent.
Between,
so it's going to get harder, I think, for the Kansas City Chiefs going forward.
I agree, and I think even as of right now, between 01 and 07 with Tom and 18 to now with Patrick, I think he's been in a tougher division. And I'd argue a tougher conference.
Patrick has
been. Yeah, absolutely.
You're probably right, but it just feels like it's been so easy.
No, I guess
even though it probably hasn't been, it just feels like it's been a cakewalk to the division, through the division, straight to the home field advantage.
That's for their one season, brilliance, though.
And I agree with you, but it just feels like it's been easy.
But
I think it's going to get harder.
Yeah,
because the Chargers are going to be good.
It's a very good division,
and the Broncos should be better.
And how about the Raiders? We can't even ignore them. They just hired a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Yeah, but until I know who their quarterback is, I can't.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, you never know, man. Late season, they might be singing a Christmas carol. I'm back to sucking. It's all right.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you, Tommy.
Let's go to Jeremy in Pennsylvania. What's up, Jeremy?
How are you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Not bad.
I want to talk about all this out business with Sean. I don't think his punishment is enough for him after all the things he talked about this year and all this tough talk he put on.
Any response to that, Sean?
You're calling from Pennsylvania, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Get lost.
I'm originally from New York.
Then come back or get lost.
He's saying that you talked a lot of crap over the last couple of months.
I did. By the way, I'm not doing this multiple times, okay? And this goes for anybody.
What?
Evan, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience.
All right, jeez.
Please download the Evan and Tiki podcast free on the Odyssey app everywhere podcasts are available. For the next 24 hours, please go on the Odyssey app to the rewind feature. I think it was in the 3 o'clock hour, I uttered the 4 sentences about Saquon Barkley everybody wanted me to hear. I'm not going to repeat that for a new audience coming in. Mm. I am not going to say what I said again. I admitted my faults with Saquon Barkley.
Well, but hold on.
Go back and listen.
That was at 2:40?
I think it was like 3:20.
Here's the 320? Problem. It was actually
worth listening to.
It was, but I got to stand up for a lot of our audience. As much as I love the free Odyssey app, there are many listeners who just listen on 101.9 FM.
I think that's awesome.
And so for them
I would tell them this. Sorry you missed it.
No, sorry you missed it.
I'm not going to repeat my sorries. You could stuff them in a sack.
But what about Bob, who just got in the car?
He's what about Bob? What about Bob? Shout out to Bill Murray.
This is where we teach everybody about technology and our wonderful Odyssey app.
Bob's Odyssey app, it just has some bugs. It doesn't work for him. So he just needs...
Our app, that's impossible. It's been refurbished. It's great.
He needs to hear your apology.
And it's free, by the way.
Yep.
And stop making me badmouth the Odyssey app. It's fantastic.
Great app.
But a lot of our listeners listen via FM.
You can get podcasts on there as well.
Yep.
I know, but what about the guy in the car?
Evan?
What?
We have a fake Sean here for a reason. Real Sean is not doing it anymore.
You know,
well, here's the thing about Real Sean, though, before fake Sean makes his, he's back on the show here. If the Eagles would have lost last night and Saquon Barkley would have dropped the pass or fumbled the ball, you wouldn't shut up about it. So you can't set the parameters. You didn't shut up for a year straight, and then you think you release a stupid statement I'm sorry I did this, blah, blah, blah. Now we move on.
I said
doesn't work that way.
I said what I said here in a positive light about Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. It is punishment enough. I'm not going to keep saying it. When somebody gets put to death with the electric chair, they get put to death four times.
But we're also.
I've eaten my last meal.
You said you would wear the L for 6 months. You said you'd go to a Giant game wearing the L. We're not going to hold you to that type of stuff because you're going to say something else dumb in the next 3 weeks. So I'm going to make you do that. But you can't just say, all right, move on. You always do that. I'm ready. It's 2 hours, basically, into the show.
I'm a 37, soon to be 38-year-old father of two. It's about time I start making my own decisions in life. And I'm making one. I'm not repeating it.
What about Barbara, who just sat down in her car, and all she wants to hear is Sean Morash apologize to Saquon. And she's not able to use the Odyssey yet, but you know what?
She's a Jet fan, so she doesn't care.
That's
you know
true.
What, Barbara?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
You know what? You thought
nice.
You thought of a good idea anyway. For those that missed it, fake Sean, what do you have to say to Saquon Barkley and the Eagles?
Before I get to Saquon Barkley and the Eagles, this is what I would say. You think the Giants had a bad day yesterday? Let me remind you what happened before the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is leaving. It's the biggest failure in the history of New York sports. So even though the Giants have had a bad year, the Jets will always have a worse year. Now, for you lug nuts down in Philly that want to kill the statue for Saquon Barkley, he had a typical Saquon game. You would have won a Super Bowl with me at running back. You hear that?
That was better anyway.
Those are exactly Sean's thoughts, too, by the way.
Exactly.
Damn.
Nailed it with the Jets, especially.
Can you say love notch? I don't know. Just
Well, thank you, fake Sean. And if you actually do want to hear real Sean apologizing to Saquon Barkley and the Eagles, it's very simple. On the Odyssey app, you rewind to the 3 o'clock hour. We've got a Cinco de Favo list coming up in a few minutes. We'll get back to your calls at 888-808-1019.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Think warm.
Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.